Jesus was born. He entered the world as a little child. It matters to me that Jesus taught. He ate with the sinner and the defiled. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus hears us. Does he know our pain? Yes, Jesus knows. Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows. Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again. Amen. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. It matters to me that Jesus lived. He walked the earth, the path that we trod. It matters to me that Jesus doubted on the cross. Called out to God, and when I wonder if Jesus hears us, my soul sings this reply. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows. Jesus knows, and he's calling us to live again. Amen. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. Jesus knows.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to this service of worship. Welcome to Tabernacle United Church, where you are joining virtually from your home or wherever you are this morning. Thank you for being in this space, for coming and joining us in this community. Though we are physically scattered, we're spiritually gathered in one body and connected to each other, and we give thanks for that ability to connect and for this technology, so that we can join together and worship together across geographical difference and distance. So I want to welcome those of you also who are visiting for the first time. If you're here for the first time, thank you for joining us. And we would love to hear from you, just hear your name, a little bit about yourself, or if you'd like to put your name in the chat box and any information you want to share, we would love to receive that. You can also, if you don't want to share that publicly, you can send me an email at tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. And that email is in front of you on the screen. So please feel free to send me a note and let me know that you're here. We're really glad that you've joined us this morning. A couple or a few announcements to lift up today. First of all, we will not be having coffee hour this morning because we're continuing with our caucus groups today. At 11:45, we are going to be doing the white caucus group and the BIPOC caucus group, which is Black Indigenous People of Color caucus group. So we will be doing those two groups today at 11:45. If you would like to join one of those, let us know. The white caucus group has been started last week. We are working through Layla Saad's book called Me and White Supremacy and doing journaling exercises, helping us. The hope is to help us understand our white privilege and to be accountable to each other in minimizing the harm that we do as white folks. And so we are meeting at 11:45 today. If you need the link or information, just let us know and we'll get that to you. And then the BIPOC group is also meeting at 11:45, and Jennifer Jordan will be leading that group again. And that group is really about, right now, is about building kinship and community, rest, encouraging rest and recharge with one another in that space. So please feel free do let us know if you need information about those groups. We'll be meeting today. Also, just a couple reminders of our ongoing activities during the week. We have our Tuesday morning prayer group that meets at 8:30. If you'd like to join us for that, again, the Zoom information links come out in our news. But if you are not on those lists, just let us know and we will get those to you. Tuesday prayer group is at 8:30 in the morning, and then our Bible study is at 5:30 on Wednesday nights. So we hope you can join us for those opportunities if you haven't already. Those are our announcements this morning, and we're going to continue now in our worship by calling ourselves to worship. So let's join together.
Please join me in the call to worship. We come together to seek you, O God, and as we search for you, we also look for ourselves. We gather to worship God, joining our hearts together and looking heavenward. Gentle leader, help us to see your truth so that in knowing you, we may know ourselves. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I invite you to sing some songs of worship together. And this morning, if you're feeling depleted or tired, I invite you to rest in these songs, knowing that there is one greater than us holding us. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you, oh, I need you, every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My
Thank you.
abide in me, and I will abide in you. Come, my beloved, you are greater than this world. In you I will overcome. Let's sing it again. Come, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Come, my beloved, you are greater than this world. In you I will overcome. Sing, people, sing. Sing, my beloved ones. Sing, people, sing. Sing, my beloved ones. The people sing. We love you with all our hearts, all our souls, our mind and strength. How we love you, Lord. We love you with all our hearts, all our souls, our mind and strength. How we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you because you loved us first. First, we love you with all our hearts, all our soul, our mind and strength. How we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you because you loved us first. Oh, loved us first. Come, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Come, my beloved, you are greater than this world. In you I will overcome. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, who calls us into community and invites us to welcome your prophets and messengers, let us experience your welcome to us, gathered in various places, but joined in this moment. Show us that we are beloved and honored in your presence and in this community. Show us how to put our resources at the service of justice. Help us to know that the cup of water given in your name nourishes the one who gives and the one who receives. Satisfy our thirst to know your presence here and now. Let us join now in our prayer of confession. God of all, you call us into obedience to the ways of life and holiness, to honor your image in all whom we meet. When we ration your welcome to a very few, Lord, have mercy. God of abundance, you call us to stop clinging to things, to trust in your goodness to provide all we need. When we grasp and hoard and do not share, Christ, have mercy. God of hope, you call us to imagine a future of kingdom where all have place at the table, a safe and joyful welcome to neighbors, children, creation, when we stop short of your vision of your world of mercy and justice. Lord, have mercy. And now hear these words of assurance. Holy One, who is still speaking through our words, help us to hear your assurance in the peace we share together. You will always welcome us by name. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join in a song of praise together, asking God to be our vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my soul shelter and thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power.
Christ comes and offers us peace, the peace that passes understanding. And so we receive that peace from Christ and we offer that to one another. You are now invited to unmute yourself and pass the peace of Christ with each other.
Peace to you, Pax.
Peace.
Good morning.
Peace to you.
Good morning.
Peace. Good morning.
Oscar, peace to you.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Oscar.
Peace to you.
Peace. Good morning.
Peace, Oscar.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Carly.
Levi, who's that?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Levi.
Good morning, Katie. Morning, Heather.
Lisa, hi, Lisa.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
Lisa.
Hey,
Oscar.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning,
Katie. Peace, Elizabeth.
Mark, hello.
Peace, Oscar.
Peace, everybody.
Hi, Laura.
Peace, Donnie.
We have bubbles.
Peace, Laura.
Peace, good morning.
Peace, Pam. Peace, PJ.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Mark and Alice. Good to see you.
Hi,
Mark.
Mark
and Alice.
Hey.
Nice Mark and Alice. Hi.
Where are they?
Yes.
Oh, Grandma's back.
Hi, Nicole.
They're hiding in the corner.
Peace, Jennifer.
Oh, there's the bubbles.
Hi, Lisa and Beth.
Hi.
Hello, Mark. Can you hear us, Mark?
Oh, yes. Oh, we hear you.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Alice. Hello, Alice.
Tell me if they look closely.
The bubbles are good.
Thank you.
first scripture reading today is from James chapter 1, verses 21 to 25. I am going to be reading from the Good News translation. It might be slightly different from the Bible you have in front of you. Hear these words. So get rid of every filthy habit and all wicked conduct. Submit to God and accept the word that God plants in your hearts, which is able to save you. Do not deceive yourselves by just listening to God's word. Instead, put it into practice. If you listen to the word but do not put it into practice, you are like people who look in a mirror and see themselves as they are. They take a good look at themselves and then go away and at once forget what they look like. But if you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free and keep on paying attention to it and do not simply listen and then forget it, but put it into practice, you will be blessed by God in all that you do. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Now is the time in our service where children and the young of heart can come closer to their Zoom screens for children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
Good morning. Can you see me? Okay. In my family, in the past few weeks, we have been really enjoying guessing games. So I'm going to play a little guessing game with you right now. If you want to put an answer in the chat, you can do that. So what is something that is outside your house and is in the shape of a rectangle? What is something that's outside your house in the shape of a rectangle? So you can put the at, oh, that's a good guess. Not a mailbox. Anyone can play, not even the, not just the kids. A window, oh, that's a good guess too, Pax. Ah, a mat. Amber, that is exactly what I'm talking about today. So today, I want to show you this thing right here. Oh, there we go. This, at my house, I'm not at my house right now, but at my house, it says welcome. This one says home, but at my house, it says welcome. And so that got me thinking about Pastor Katie's sermon today. And the other day I asked Robert, actually, I think he asked me, which is really funny. What does welcome mean? You know, it says it right there on the front of our house. And what does welcome mean? And I thought for a long time about what that means. And I asked a few other people in my family, what does welcome mean? And, you know, people weren't really sure exactly what it means. But in my family, and in my mind, it means like my way of telling you, I'm glad you're here. And in my culture or my way of doing things, I try to show people that they are welcome by sharing food or water with them, giving them somewhere to sit down and being nice to them and by listening to them. So I guess my question for you, and you can put it in the chat or talk to someone that's with you, how do you make someone feel welcome in your house? What are the things that you do to make someone feel welcome? Or in your classroom at school, or at our church? There's lots of places where we might be in a position to make someone else feel welcome. And so I hope that you have time to talk about that with someone. And the other one, the other question would be, have you ever felt unwelcome? Have you ever felt in a place that maybe was just for grownups and it wasn't very welcoming to kids? I know that there are times where I have felt unwelcome. And Jesus knows about that, because there were a lot of times where Jesus and Jesus's disciples were not welcome in a group of people where they were, or in their community, or in their church, their temple. They did things and said things that made people uncomfortable, because it meant that they had to change what they were doing. I think about if someone came to my house and I asked them, you know, here, sit right here, and they started moving my furniture around, I might not feel very welcome by that. I might not feel like that was a good thing. So sometimes people make us, sometimes we can feel uncomfortable, and that makes us not very welcoming to other people. But God wants to remind us that it's important to stay open and listen, even when we're uncomfortable. And on the other side, one thing I'm scared of is not being welcome. If I talk to my family about racism, they might not want me around. If I speak up at school, I might not be welcome. If I talk about things that need to change at our church, people might get upset. This is hard and it's scary, but what I know inside is what many people in our church can tell you about, is that you are always welcomed by God. Through the whole Bible, people were unwelcome in their communities, but were loved by God, and often were used by God to do amazing things. Can you pray with me? God, you love us when we're making others feel loved and welcomed, and when we ourselves are not welcome. Help us be brave and find our welcome in you. Amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
Our theme this morning and Pastor Katie's sermon will be about welcome in some way, as we've already heard. And I thought of the phrase, "Here you belong," from Pastor Katie's song, "Come to the Wild." And I'm excited that we can sing this together again. If you don't know it, I think you'll learn it quickly. I'm sorry, just one moment. There it is.
Come to my river, bathe in waters of grace. Don't hold on to your shame or your past mistakes. Healing water, moving freedom, washing my grace. Come to the wild meadows of my design. Find your place in creation. Watch the birds in the sky. Touch the leaves, feel the breeze. Here you belong. Step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor songs. You belong. You tree. find my roots that grow down, holding tree next to seed, holding in, holding on, here you belong. Take courage, step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor songs. You belong. You belong. Take courage, step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You belong.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. It's a very short reading this morning. So listen to these words. And in just a few moments, we'll give a little bit more context for reflecting on them. So let's hear these words from Matthew's gospel. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a just person in the name of a just person will receive the reward of the just. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. This morning we are going to have a little bit more of an interactive communal sermon time. So hold on to your seats. Don't get too nervous, especially introverts. This is the time where we start to get nervous. If you're an extrovert, this is a time where you can get excited. But I am going to just give you kind of fair warning that in a few moments, I'm just going to talk for a few minutes today just to kind of set up our time together. But then we are going to be invited to have some individual time of reflection. So you'll have some time just with yourself with some questions. And then we're going to put you in breakout rooms to share some of your findings with one another. So you don't really have to do a lot. We will be arbitrarily putting you in breakout rooms. It's going to be an adventure. So we hope that the technology will work, but that is just to give you some time to prepare for what's coming. Also, just to say, when you get into these breakout rooms, you are not obligated to share. If you want to turn off your video and just kind of say, I can't share today, or for whatever reason, don't feel like you can participate, that's also okay. So I just want to give you that option. But also encourage you to participate still and kind of take it as an opportunity for you to allow God's word and the Spirit to kind of speak to you and be processing this together, because that's really what it can be very fruitful for us. I think it's helpful on a somewhat regular basis to use our sermon time as a time to reflect in that way, because I think part of to use the words of James that we heard this morning, we want to be doers of the word, not just listeners. And so sometimes when we hear something and can meditate on and kind of digest the words, then it'll become more part of our bodies, part of us. And I think it's helpful to allow this time, the sermon time, to be practicing that a little bit. So that's going to be our challenge today. But before we begin in those in that individual and small group space. I want to say a few words to us just to set up the reading, to kind of set up the context for where we're going, because we came in at this reading from Matthew chapter 10 at the very end. This is the very end of this chapter. And the last couple weeks, if you've been with us the last couple weeks, we've been in Matthew chapter 10. We've been looking at this whole chapter. And I just want to kind of remind us where we've been to give us some sense of what Jesus is talking about. So we've been talking about this time and Jesus's words in chapter 10 of Matthew as a time of harvest. A time where we are in this urgent moment, particularly in our day, in our life, in this moment and movement for Black lives, and we are being asked to recommit to the work, to the mission of liberation and love that is always before us. But there is a kind of a sense that now is really a time that we want to put our lives, put our work and our energy. And to pay attention to what's happening. There is a kind of explosion of justice and fruitfulness happening right now. And Jesus asks his disciples in the midst of this passage, he says, when this is happening, you should pray to God, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more people into this liberating mission because it's big. There's so much work to do. And then he sends out the disciples and almost as a partial answer to their prayer, he says, but go ahead, you go. You put your lives into this work of justice, even when it is overwhelming. And we talked about some of the key parts of this passage, like when Jesus sends his disciples out into the world, he's not telling them to flee from society. He's also not telling them to accept the status quo. To be sent out as followers of Jesus is to be at odds with empire's oppressive ways. There's no other way. We will be at odds with empire's oppressive ways. And so to be a disciple is to act decisively on behalf of and with those who are harassed and beaten down by the Roman Empire and in our context by the American Empire. So that's some of the stuff we've been talking about. We've also talked about how when Jesus sends the disciples out, he warns them that this will not be easy. There is a lot that is not okay right now. Things are not okay for the earth. Things are not fine for Black lives and people of color and indigenous people in the United States. Things are not fine for the poor. And so we must follow Jesus and not live in denial, but be the people willing to disturb the false peace of empire that says everything is fine. We must claim the peace of Christ that is given to us so that we can stand in division, stand in tension, stand firmly for justice. And to do this, Jesus goes on to say, it will cause division like a sword. It will be like a sword dividing. But you may receive pushback, Jesus says. You may even face possible rejection from your family, from those closest to you. Those are hard words, and we've been wrestling with those words over the last couple weeks. And so I just want to recall that, recall where we've been. And now here we are at the end of this chapter, and we at the end of this challenging passage. And here is where I'm going to push us into these reflection questions, because all this time throughout Matthew 10, we've been invited to imagine ourselves as being the disciples, being sent out on to do this work. But at the very end here, I think Jesus is inviting us to turn the tables a little bit in our imagination so that we are considering now ourselves to be the ones who are receiving, on the receiving end of God's liberating mission. So instead of being the disciples, we are the ones who are receiving now. We are the ones who are asked to welcome the disciples of Jesus into our lives. And in this passage, it's curious to me, when we hear it again, that there are all these conflations happening. So a disciple of Jesus is conflated with Jesus, and Jesus is conflated with God, and God is conflated with the prophets, and the prophets are conflated with people who are just and righteous, And the just and righteous are conflated with those who are thirsty and the little ones. There's this curious phrase in Matthew's gospel where he talks about the little ones who are, and the little ones are those who are vulnerable and poor. Often it's kind of a code word for that. Right at this precise moment, Oscar, who is a little one, walked into my room. I walked into the room. It's like the Holy Spirit. I know. Okay. Hi, little one. So the little ones in Matthew's gospel are not necessarily children. They can be children. But Matthew's gospel uses that phrase, little ones, to talk about people who are generally vulnerable. Five people. Says. Thank you. You see my face turning red? This is new ways to preach here in on Zoom. It's always, you never know what's going to happen. So these are conflated categories. So there's all of this kind of like God is Jesus, is a prophet, is a little one, is a thirsty one. And we are invited to think about, are we receiving? How are we receiving God? How are we receiving Jesus? How are we receiving the liberating mission of God? And so what I want to do, help us to kind of, I want you to put yourself in that location. Instead of being the disciples, one being sent out, I want you to put yourself in the location of being one on the receiving end of God's liberating mission. Because I think this is, it's important to put yourself in different places within the stories we read. Because, and I think in this case, in particularly, it's important because when we're talking about something like welcome, I think it's similar with love or grace, that we can't be givers of love or givers of welcome, givers of grace, unless we have learned to receive love and grace and welcome in our own lives. And so I think just that switching around can be helpful for us to stay there and to meditate on that. So we're going to switch now. I'm going to, first of all, let me just read the passage again. Here it is. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a just person in the name of a just person will receive the reward of the just. The reward of the just. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. So in front of you are questions for your reflection. You do not need to answer all of these. This is about just giving you some options for where you want to center yourself. If you feel attracted to one or feel like one question resonates a little more with you, choose that and spend some time there. These questions will continue to be in front of you for a little bit, so you can just focus on them. You're welcome to write down your thoughts. And so we're going to transition now. Pax will play a little music as we have about 3 minutes to reflect individually. And then I will let you know when we're about to break into the small groups. And you'll be in a group with three other people, so there'll be four people in a group. Again, you don't have to participate in sharing if you don't feel comfortable. That is an option. But I encourage you to share if you can and have the space to do that. So when you're in your group, also just to remind you or let you know, we're going to give about 8 minutes to be in those small groups. And so be mindful of allowing one another to share about 2 minutes each. And so that everyone can have a chance who wants to share. So let's enter a time of reflection now. Let's ask these questions of ourselves. And if you want to choose one, you can do that. The questions are, who are the prophets asking for me to listen? Who are the thirsty and the little ones that I need to welcome into my life? And what message from Jesus do I need to receive right now in my life? Let's reflect together. Thank you, Pax, for playing. And we are now, even if you haven't finished your thinking, if you're just in process, that's okay. The time together now is meant to just be sharing wherever we are with each other. So I invite you, Shell is now going to assign us into breakout rooms. When you meet together, it's very likely that you'll meet someone you don't know. So let's just share our names and anything we want to respond to with these questions. And we'll see you back in about 8 minutes. Right, I think we should all be arriving back here in the main worship service space room together. So as we come out of that sharing time, I hope it was fruitful and gave you a little chance, a little bit of a chance to connect with God and with each other. So, and it's just the beginning. Hopefully we can continue to be thinking about these questions as we go on. So let's, we're going to sing together our sermon response song. Let's use the time as we're singing to kind of take what we've heard and shared and use that as an offering time. So let's sing together.
Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Teach me, Lord, to do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. Call me and I'll go. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will. Teach me, Lord, to do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth.
One of our scripture passages today has asked us not to just listen to the word from God, but to put it into practice. It asks us to be doers of the word, not just listeners. And we want our ministry to be active and not just thoughtful. With those thoughts in mind, please give now as you are able. To give electronically, text any amount to 84321, or you can visit tabunited.org/donation. At the back of the bulletin today, there are more details on how you are able to give. Please give as you are able.
At the welcome table, we're gonna eat at the welcome table, hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table, we're gonna eat at the welcome table, hallelujah. gonna eat. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Oh, we're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. From whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, these are our gifts to your glory. We praise your name and we love you. We are your people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susan. We're going to open up our time now for sharing joys, concerns, or testimonies. The way we do that in our service is that you can type into the chat function a reflection on the service, or you can bring your joy, your struggle, or other prayer concerns before God and before our community. So you can start doing that now if you have a prayer concern or joy you'd like to lift up. And then in just a few moments, I will read those prayers out loud so we can all hear them and be lifting them up with you. So take a few moments. Now let's open up our time for prayer. If you have anything you'd like to share and lift it up in prayer, you can do that now. Lucinda, from Lucinda, for all those being forced to work in unsafe conditions during this pandemic. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Donald, please pray for those who hunger and thirst for justice. May they be filled. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Charlene, may we remember our friends at New Jerusalem and all that they can teach us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Geneva, for those who are working on a vaccine for this virus, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Mike, very good results last week from my prostate cancer blood work. Prostate-specific antigen was less than a tenth of a nanogram, which essentially means undetectable, which is good. Amen. We celebrate that with you, Mike. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Fletcher, for my homeless friends in Philadelphia who are struggling to find any income. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. from Rob. Few upcoming events. Transmasculine Advocacy Network will have a panel discussion about trans men of color entitled Invisible Men. Also, there will be a protest on July 4th. I am helping organize the Black Trans Assembly for Abolition, a rally and march for Black trans lives and liberation. Amen. Thank you, Rob, for sharing that with us. And we will be praying, but also would love to hear from you more about that so we can be supportive and participate. Thank you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Fletcher is following up and asks prayers for your safety. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For these prayers and the many more prayers that are on our hearts, we lift them up, as well as, yes, also the silent prayers that are on our hearts. And I see one more from Chris, for the nurses who started serving people at Hahnemann yesterday and were shut down by the police. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you. So we lift up these prayers and do that together by singing. Let us join together in the song of prayer and remember these prayers that have been lifted up and also the ones that remain on our hearts.
Óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, óyenos mi Dios, listen to your people, óyenos mi Dios.
Oh God, we give you thanks for this time of sharing with one another. We are reminded, God, that you have claimed us and called us as your own. We belong to you. We belong to each other. Help us, God, to live in that truth, to find our belonging with you, and to live out of that sense of belonging and love that you have offered us, and to then offer that to one another. I ask, God, that you would speak to each of us, not just today, but throughout this week, and that you would guide us, call us into the places where you need us to be, and lead us in this time. Help us to be listeners of you and doers of your will. We ask especially prayers for those who are in need of your great mercy and care today. Everyone who is struggling or who is suffering in different ways, God, we ask for your special presence and strength upon them. We commit all these prayers to you, both the ones that have been spoken here and also the ones that remain on our hearts. And we thank you for Jesus, who taught us to pray this prayer. And let us pray this prayer however you know it, if you know it in a different language or in a different version, you are welcome to pray that prayer in that way. And you can also pray it in the version that is in front of you on your screen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together.
Faðir vor, þú sem ert á himnum, helgist þitt nafn, til komið þitt ríki, verði þinn vilji svo á jörðu sem á himni. Gef oss í dag vort daglegt brauð og fyrirgef oss vora skuldir svo sem við er og fyrirgefum vorum skuldunautum. Legi eigið oss í freistni, heldur frelsa oss frá illu, því að þitt er ríkið, mátturinn og dýrðinn að eilífu. Amen. Friends, the God who has made you, created you, unique and loved, and you are beloved by this God, that God is blessing you and calling you into this world, into your work, to do the work of justice and to do the work of love, and to also be the recipient of that work and to be the recipient of others who are doing that work. So let us be both listeners, receivers, and also doers. And let us take that to heart as we go out this week and know that you go not alone, but you are going with God and with community as well. So go in God's peace to serve God and your neighbor. Amen. And now we'll have just a few moments.